Finding the right healthcare partner for your business isn't easy, but Hancock Wellbeing at Work can help. We're a different kind of program that combines employer clinics with a wellness strategy. And in a lot of cases, we can deliver greater health benefits at a lower cost. See why well-being for your employees is well-being for your business at HancockWellbeingAtWork.org.
You know you love me, I know you care.
Uh-huh. Look what Kevin's doing today. 948, it is Kendall and Casey on 93 WIBC. That is the sound of Justin Bieber. So, the Biebs has sold his entire music catalog. It's featuring songs from his entire 15-year recording career for a whopping $200 million. So this guy's 28 years old. He sold all the music rights to the Blackstone-backed Hypnosis Songs Capital. And his songs are going to be continued to be administered by Universal Music. So it's not like he's done writing music, but the ones that he already wrote, the six albums that he's already put out there, they are now going to belong to someone else. And $200 million is coming his way.
I can't name, Casey, can you name five Justin Bieber songs? Can you do it off the top of your head?
Five? I know I can name three. Baby, I Got My Peaches Down in Georgia song.
Okay, there's three.
Yeah. I mean, I could sing some. What am I missing here, Kevin?
I just feel like if you're struggling to name, like if the average person is struggling to name five songs, like if you were like, name five Leonard Skinner songs, cool, mm-hmm. Go, everybody could do it. Name five CCR songs, okay, cool, do it. Name five Led Zeppelin songs. What I'm saying here is if you're struggling to name, if the average person is struggling to name five songs from an artist, there's no way that person should be getting $200 million for a catalog that you are struggling to name five songs.
Well, I also think that I might be somewhat, just slightly, ever so slightly, out of his target demographic.
Yeah, but if you're buying a catalog, mm-hmm. right, you're buying that catalog because, you know, at least in premise, you would be wanting to use this person's music in advertisements. You mm-hmm. know, you would be wanting to figure out ways to monetize that person's catalog. Because let's face it, most people are downloading, and let's face it, many people downloading illegally the person's music, or you're watching it for free, or you're not really making money the traditional way it used to be. Like, hey, people are out buying this album. They will forever buy this album. That's not how you're making money today. And so if you're struggling to recognize or name five songs, and let's face it, you have a daughter who is of age of that they would be into the Justin Bieber type music. Mm-hmm. The average person is probably struggling to do that too. That just seems like a lot of money to pay.
It does seem like a lot of money. And on top of it, he's already worth an estimated $300 million. And now he's going to get another $200 million on top of that. I mean, he has sold a lot of records. Just because you and I can't name a bunch of songs from the guy doesn't mean that he doesn't have a lot of hits. He sold 150 million records worldwide. He's already one of the most successful recording artists in history. He's been part of the global lexicon for 14 years now. I mean, we've known a lot more about his haircut at times than his music, but this acquisition is going to rank him among some of the biggest deals ever made for any artist under the age of 70 in music history.
And so my question, Casey, to you is why? Who are these people? Who are these people who are like, yes, we need more Justin Bieber? Mm-hmm. Who are these people? Does your daughter like Justin Bieber? Like, would she go to a Justin Bieber concert? She's 21 years old. Mm-hmm. Would she go to a Justin Bieber concert?
Probably. I mean,
really?
Yeah.
What? Where did you fail as a parent then?
What, that she likes the hits? I don't know if she'd go out of her way to see him, but, you know, if he was going to be nearby and she could get a cheap ticket, yeah, she'd probably
Kevin, what is the lure of Justin Bieber? Why do people like this guy? What is it? Tell me.
He's just a famous pop star. I mean, I remember when he was starting to blow up, I was in high school, and I think he was like 13 or 14 at that mm-hmm. time, and... Yeah, I guess he's just like a teenage pop sensation.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, he's got a catalog that has almost 82 million monthly listeners and over 30 billion streams on Spotify.
Wait. What did you just say there? 30 billion streams. Wait. You said a bunch of things and technology. You know, I don't know technology, Casey. What'd you say? What is it? Tell me again.
82 million monthly listeners and over 30 billion streams on Spotify alone. Just Spotify, 30 billion streams.
But what are they listening to? Like, if you're going to say, okay, the Rolling Stones had that. Okay, there's, you know, 60 years worth of music there. Or the Beatles. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, Bruce Springsteen. Or, you know, the Led Zeppelin. Whoever. Okay, I get it. There's only like 9 songs this guy has. Like, what are people listening to?
Song over and over again.
No, yeah,
he has
are
a
not.
Very dedicated fan base,
yeah,
too.
Right. Exactly.
You're loyal to him. 30 million people go and listen to the same. I mean, how many albums could the guy possibly have? He's 28 years old. They're going to listen to the same 6 albums?
Yes, 6 studio albums.
You're telling me 30 million people have so little to do with their life that they said the same 6 albums over and over and over again, of which of those 6 albums there might be 10 songs that are even markedly decent. That is what they're listening to all day.
Yeah, no, but I'm not telling you 30 million. I'm telling you 30 billion with a B.
Oh, I thought you said
more. 30 billion streams.
There's not 30 billion people in the... How many people, though? What'd you say?
He's getting 30 billion streams on Spotify.
Okay, but how many people... Like, how it has to be a small group of people that just all day just hit stream. There's no way that there are enough people that actually would subject themselves to consuming this guy, right?
I mean, 82 million monthly listeners.
Even worse!
82 million monthly.
I get that Spotify is a global thing, but think about, put that in American perspective. That is more than, a fourth of the country. If you just said now, worldwide, there's obviously 8 billion people or whatever. But that's still an exorbitant amount of people who really need better things to do with their time.
Okay, so I'm going to start advocating for Justin Bieber Bumper Day just because it's fun to say. Justin Bieber Bumper Day.
That does sound fun.
Let's talk about Jeff Bezos, what he's doing. He denied a report suggesting that he's selling the Washington Post in an effort to buy the Washington Commanders. This came from a spokesperson, and we always know spokespeople, they always tell the truth.
Absolutely.
But in reality, the Washington Post would barely be a down payment for the Commanders.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. If you had enough money to buy anything, would you enjoy buying anything? And as a follow-up to that, if you had enough money to buy anything, why would you sell something? Like, what Jeff Bezos needs the money? I mean, in life, sometimes collectibles or whatever. Oh, well, I've got to sell this so I can buy that, and that will make I will enjoy this more. He doesn't have to sell anything. It's not like he needs to sell the Washington Post in order to buy the Washington Commanders.
No, that's true. This is most likely a distraction, a shiny new toy. But he doesn't have the $7 billion on hand to buy the Commanders. This is maybe how he would create liquidity, but that doesn't matter anyway because he's going to get other investors to help him buy the NFL team if that's what he plans on doing anyway.
Is this Justin Bieber?
It is. Do you think the Washington Post reporters could do a better job of breaking the story if they were being sold?
I think they need to figure out. I think Washington Post needs to figure out why people are downloading the song.
Okay. It is Kendall and Casey. It's 93 WIBC. Good morning. You'd always be